Blog Talk Radio.
Hold up, son. Word.
Yeah. To all the killers and the $100 billers.
$100 billers.
I got you stuck off the realness. We be the infamous, you heard of us. Official Queensbridge murderers. Tomorrow comes the whip for warfare. Beware of my crime family who got enough shots to share for all those who wanna profile and pose. Rock you in your face, stab your brain with your nose bone. You all alone in these streets, cousin. Every man for himself in his land, we be gunning. And keep them shook crews running like they supposed to. They come around, but they never come close to. I can see it inside your face, you're in the wrong place. Cowards like you just get their whole body laced up with bullet holes and such. Speak the wrong words, man, and you will get touched. You can put your whole army against my semen. I guarantee you it'll be your very last time breathing. Your simple words just don't move. You're minor, we major. You're
minor.
You all up
I'm
in the
major.
Game and don't deserve to be a player. So maybe
I
have to call your name out. We cool as featherweight. My gunshots will make you levitate. I'm only 19, but my mind is old. And when the things get for real, my warm heart turns cold. Enough nigga to see, another story gets told. It ain't nothing really. And yo, done sparked the Philly. So I can get my mind off these yellow back niggas. While they still alive, I don't know. Go figure. Meanwhile, back in Queens, the realness and foundation. If I die, I couldn't choose the best.
Man, oh man, I ain't gonna do it.
Hold on, just a little bit, Keith.
Yeah,
let me get a little bit,
to
man.
All the killers and the $100 billers. For real, niggas who ain't got no feelings.
Watch my back, I got your
friend. Check it out now.
I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna leave it alone, T. I'm gonna leave it alone, T. Cause I can feel you over there saying, Kale. Come on, Kale. So I'm gonna leave it alone. Hey, but look, I ain't gonna lie to you. I almost broke out in a vicious flow. You hear me? I almost let that thing loose. You know what I mean? That in a Tupac.
Hey.
Everybody.
I ain't messing with you.
At this particular time, we'd like to welcome you all in to what we call Kale's Corner with the host, co-host with the most, you know her, Lady T, being as fine and as bad as she can be, and your man, your boy, trying his best to bring you joy, DMV Kale. You like that, T? You think I should do that one a little bit more? You talking about?
Hey, I had your background noise like a mug. I was the audience and everything. I was going, yay!
Hey, teamwork make the dream work. You hear me? That's all about.
I love it. I love it.
Y'all, we love it. We love it. It's Thursday, Friday. You know, our Huckleberry came up with that, and it was so appropriate because it seems like every Thursday we have a Friday-like show. So, you know, shout out to the Huck who brought that to our attention. Now.
Shout out.
Now. Do you know what, Lady T?
What's happening?
I have absolutely nothing at all to complain about. You understand me?
All right, then. Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. Xfinity was still getting on my nerves talking to them on the phone. And listen. Where the heck did everybody they hire start living in Budapest and everywhere else except for the United States? You know?
Right.
I call this, hello, sir. How may I help you? Welcome to Xfinity. And I'm like, dude, put somebody on that I can understand and they can understand me. But anyway, I digress. Because
Keep it cool.
I was able to pick up my new modem. And
there
now my internet is like, pow! That's all moving fast as a bird. Girl, look at here. Mm-hmm. I'm having fun surfing the net. That's about. I can't believe the net moving that fast for me. You know what I mean? I'm loving it. Loving every minute of it. But
I know that's right.
That, you know, that was a headache up until today, and everything worked mm-hmm. itself out. I really don't have a key. I feel good, you know? Not that I don't feel good any other day. Not that I don't feel good any other day, any other time. But I'm actually feeling great, like Tony the Tiger would say.
He's I know, that's
great.
Right.
You're talking about the people were still, it was kids. It was little kids on the train team. They still like walking all over top of people, and one of them decided to make the train his personal gym and wanted to do pull ups and you know a group of
and
little girls.
Positive. He was
a little group of little girls round 15, 16, walked through from the car I was sitting in to the next car, and I was on the phone and with X-Men and. The doors on the train, when it's open as the train moving, that sound, that noise is ridiculous. But they went by, and everything was everything. We moved right on like it was no interference. And it was just one of those days, you know, even at work. You know, the day just went so fast. And the parts of the day that I hate most, you know, just went by real smoothly. And, you know, I was cracking a joke with one of my supervisors because, he was moving like dead life was upon him. He was trying to get it up off on me. And I made a joke and cracked a joke with him. And he was like, shut up, Mac. It's waters in there. Enjoy yourself. You know what I mean? So it was just a good day. It was a good day.
It was a good day.
And I have to say that, you know, I had great conversations. Not only with my co-host, you know what I mean? You all know she and I talk all the time. But we had a great conversation, and I talked to my brothers, and you know, it was just a good thing. But you know what I think, too, Tree? It might be next week at this time, your boy got a birthday. You hear me? You got that right?
Oh,
yeah.
Come on, man.
So I'm thinking... Maybe that's what it is. That's what got me
good vibes.
In such a great mood.
That's what I think. I think God is sending us good vibes.
Oh,
good
don't
vibes all the way. And let me tell you another thing. What happened to you? And listening to you with your intro, you let people know that you love them while they was while they're here. All the talking, normally some stuff you would probably not even really talk to those people, you know, in that
mm-hmm,
deep.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all good. It's a good day.
It's all good. Oh, and TNT Fashions hooked me up. I got my good little T-belt. I got my good little T-belt. I got my good little T-belt. I got my T-belt. Sing it with me. Break it down. I got, okay, y'all. I'm going to stop. I'm going to
get
it out.
I should have bought it with me so I could show everybody the T-belt.
Well, that's okay. You know, they'll see it when your boy dons it. Yeah, it's not bad.
All right,
Lady T, anything, I don't want to leave you out. Anything you want to discuss?
No, I'm good.
Anything you happy about? Make you feel good? No birthdays? No,
I forgot to tell you guys on Tuesday. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm sorry. On Tuesday, you know, it was, the tornado hit my mom's house, but it didn't structural damage to her house, but it did a lot of damage on you know, surrounding things of hers outside of her house and, you know, on top of her house and stuff like that. But she's safe. She's one of our number one fans. She's always here. She's going to be here today. So, let everybody keep her in their prayers. I know this is coming as a shock, but she's still smiling and she's still, you know, standing tall at this moment.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
And when the prayer goes out, the prayer goes out to who? Put her name.
Betty
put her name.
Anderson.
Give her the name.
Her name is Betty Anderson.
Tales Corner, one and only Betty Anderson. Y'all put them prayers out, man. Y'all put them prayers out because Ma is here supporting and giving her comments and letting us know when we're doing too much. letting us know when we need to shut the heck up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's giving it to us raw. You know what I mean? So we got to give that prayer up for her tremendously and continuously.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
That's what's up.
Today on Tales Corner, Lady T and DMV Kale will discuss with all our listeners TV analyst Charles Barkley's reaction to Bradley Beal's $251 million max contract. Wow. Y'all gonna trip off of what Barkley had to say about this. Taj Gibson, 15-year veteran of the league, signs a one-year deal with this Washington Wizards team. So we're going to look into that and what this means. We're going to take a close look at the Wizards depth chart headed into training camp. A close look. And I know y'all say, Kill, why is everything Wizards? Because Wizards is Kale's team. and nobody call it with no basketball fact about their team. It's the basketball all season, so I'm bringing the fact about my team. You got to talk about all right. Steph Curry backs his teammate Klay Thompson's comments towards the studio basketball talking heads. That means everybody that's sitting in the studio and talking basketball. Klay Thompson had a few words for them, so we're going to get into that. A New York Giants team offensive coach, all they said was offensive coach, has some choice words regarding Saquon Barkley and his past in the NFL and where he thinks his future is going to be. Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson and former safety Bernard Parler had a heated exchange on Twitter. You know, for real, it started, well, actually, I don't want to say for real, that was kind of ghetto. But anyway, actually, it started on TV, first take. Parler was talking about quarterbacks in the league, and he had a few choice words about Lamar Jackson. So, and you know, these players are now football, basketball, baseball, hockey, tennis, whatever. They're not going to let you say nothing about them without coming back at you. So we got to hear the clap back from Lamar. I really hate to say this.
It's fake news. Go ahead.
Rumors are surrounding the Cowboys and the 49ers regarding Debo Samuel. Hey, look, and I'm telling you, Tree.
I can't call.
Hey, look, I was going to come through this season, lay back, chill with y'all, watch a game or two. You know what I mean? But if this trade happens, I'm going to go ahead and stay home with the puppy. and we're going to enjoy our football, man. If this trade happens, you know what I mean? So, you guys, buckle up, get ready to do it. And you know what? Call your peoples, man. Tell them that we on 563-999-3782 online, folks. If this is your first time, you're going to enjoy this. Studio guest, hey, y'all know what time it is. Y'all know how we do it. I want to hear Mob Deep again. Can I listen to Mob Deep one more time, Three?
One more time. Won't hurt nobody.
Hold up, son. Word.
Hold up.
Yeah. To all the killers and the $100 billers.
Yo, I
billers.
Got phone.
Your eyes for real, because you ain't got no feelings. Feelings.
Just watch my back, I got your front.
Check it out now. Stuck off the realness, we be the infamous, you heard of us. Official Queensbridge murderers, the mark comes equipped for warfare. Beware of my crime family who with your nose bone. You all alone in these streets, cousin. Every man for himself in his land. We be gunning and keep them shook crews running like they
supposed to. They come close, but they never come close to. All right, all right. TNT analyst Charles Barkley says, see Bradley Beal receives the max contract of $251 million from this Washington Wizards team, has him want to go and dig his mother up and ask her, why the hell you ain't wait to have me? Barkley is
wait,
wild. Yep. You know what I'm saying?
That is what he's saying,
That Bama say, hey, I want to go wake my mother up and ask her why she ain't wait to have me. Because now, for those who don't know, Barkley made an estimated $40 million during his playing career. Now, I'm going to say this. We all know now Barkley has made, if not more than damn near $251 million. From his TNT contract to commercials with everyone with, I mean, let's think about it like this. Barkley was one of the first dudes with, what was it, Capital One, the credit card, you know, he set the mark.
Yeah, Capital One, with all four of them, with him and Samuel Jackson and Spike Lee.
Yeah, Spike Lee, exactly. So he set the mark. In marketing, you know what I mean? So he's not upset that Bradley Beal, because he went on to express that this Wizards team needed to do that. This Wizards team needed to give Bradley Beal this money. And Debo just reminded me that Barkley had his own shoes as well. Good look, bro. But he was just explaining that this is what the Wizards needed to do as a team.
Yeah.
This is how they needed to approach their off season by getting Bradley Beal sewn up. Now, what I'm going to say to that is I do like Bradley Beal. Don't get me wrong, everyone. I do like Bradley Beal, but I hope with this money, Brad will become more focused on being a max player. You have the max contract. Now I need you to be that max player. Can you agree with me on that, Lady T?
I can agree with that.
You know, because I mean, year after year after year, it's Brad lost his toenail on his big toe. That's why he's not good. Brad need a point guard. That's why he's not good.
He's good. He's the best player they got.
Well, You're right. Let me clean that up. That's why they ain't going nowhere. That's why none of his accomplishments are doing.
But the thing about it,
we have all seen guys who have earned that max deal take their team deep in the playoffs, if not to the finals. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We've all seen that. And when they come up against a three-headed monster, they have lost. You know what I mean? But we've seen them, just this year. Everybody was down on Tatum, and we was upset at Tatum for not accomplishing that Celtic goal, not allowing my man Ron to eat that clam chowder, you know. But for real, we can't dog the man, because it was his efforts that got the team where they were. He and Brown, and even Marcus Smart. They just ran into a buzzsaw named Golden State Warriors that they just couldn't handle, you know. So you know, you can say what you must, you know. I'm happy, that the Wizards made a smart business move by signing Bill to what they signed him to. And Charles Barkley, I'm going to pray for you, man. I'm pray for you, for real.
That man
that
crazy.
Was crazy. That was crazy. Let's go to the phones. Lou, what's happening, Lou?
Hey, Lou.
Good evening. Yeah, he needs prayer. That's for sure.
Barkley. But we all need
yes.
that.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, but Barkley needs
hey,
more.
Lou.
Yeah, he
Lou,
definitely
real quick, I got your post from Tales Corner about
Uh-oh.
This show. So, no. I will be reading off your number and time of your show for
okay.
Saturday. 5 to 7, correct? I'm
That's correct, Eastern time.
Eastern.
Eastern
time.
You were mentioning your mother had a tornado. Where was the tornado at?
Mitchellville, Bowie.
Where is
Bowie,
that?
Maryland.
Is it near your area?
Maryland.
Your area.
Is it Maryland?
Yeah, because because we had tornadoes in our area up here. We didn't get it directly, but it was reported in the area where in my state. So I was wondering, if it was near where I was or near where you were. So, but
okay, yeah.
Very sorry to hear. Very sorry to hear.
No, thank
but
you.
But she's holding
thank
up.
Thank you. Yep, she's holding
All right.
up.
Yeah.
All right,
thank you. Well, Barkley's a wacko. So let's get that right now. He's always been a very strange character.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But to say that you would dig your mom up, you want to dig your mom up? I think. Tell her. Well, yeah. You're right. Well, ask her, why didn't you wait to have me? Wow. And then it led me to believe this. If Barkley was playing today, would he still be the same guy? Would he still be the NBA figure that he was then,
No way. Right. No way.
I don't think so either.
I don't know. His personality is real strong. Like, I don't see him not being Charles Barkley. Like, his personality is so dominant. His personality is so dominant. Even when he was in trouble, he stood on it. Like, he owned it.
Yeah.
He didn't try to, he didn't try to go around it and, pussyfoot around it, excuse my French for saying it like that, but he didn't try to do none of that. He just stood on it and he owned it. Even though he crazy and say weird stuff and all that kind of stuff, I don't think he meant no harm, but I just think he's just a funny dude. He just always say funny things, and to make people have a shock factor about him. But I don't think he meant
that's
that. I think he would have said that even if his mom was, here, not to say that he was going to die. Charles Buffy say, I know he rolling in his grave, and I'd be like, that man ain't dead. He do stuff like that. And you'd be like, what? That man ain't there. What are you talking about? I don't really think he meant, he just was having a funny moment at the time. I think that was just my opinion.
Okay. Okay. All right. Let's take another call. 8200. You on Kale's Corner, Lady T, DMV, Kale, and everybody. What it do?
Okay. Unmute yourself.
Okay.
Yeah.
Going once, going twice. I'll come back to you,
right.
8200. 540-5406. That may have been Cap. If that's you, Cap, I'm sorry. I'll come right back to you. 5406, what's up? You on the corner.
That's Darius.
How y'all doing?
Zero.
Yeah. Okay, there he is.
What's good with everybody?
I'm gonna say this.
I got 2 points to make real quick. You kill me when it comes to Bradley Beal. Like, right? You get me mad when it comes to Bradley Beal. I'm gonna just keep it 100.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna say this. Charles Barkley ain't said nothing that literally Eddie Curry just did the same thing Charles Barkley said in the interview. He wished he would have played now, because the contract is bigger. That's all he was talking about was money. That's all he was talking about.
Yeah,
But yeah, that's all he was talking about. It's a harmless joke.
But that's still a bozo. That's still a bozo type comment. You gonna wake your mother up from the grave, bruh? What is that serious, bruh? What is that serious? You gonna wake your mother up from the grave, bruh? Nah, come on, man.
Some people value money, you know. Some people hold money at a high value, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy.
I feel you, but he need his hind part whooped for that. He need his hind part whooped for that. All right, let's take another call. What's up, bruh?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Tim.
Hey,
how's everyone doing? That?
Like I told you before, Charles
a knucklehead, man. But as far as his comments, you know, whatever he made about his wrestling name, that's all he can do is, you know, be the clown jester for now, you know, because his career didn't amount to nothing. I mean, like I told you before, he came to a championship team, you know, that came off a championship, and what'd he do with that? He went to Phoenix, what'd he do with that? Then he joined up with Akeem and them after they came off a championship, back-to-back. What'd he do then?
Mm.
So, right. You know, and then as far as him lasting now, all them antics, what he did back then, as far as spitting on people, throwing people through windows, they wouldn't allow that today. So,
yeah,
you know,
I was just going to say I agree with you because I think with the temperature of today's climate, the league wouldn't have wanted him to carry on that way. The NBA was popular back then, but it wasn't as popular as it is today. So, so the number and the media outlets were completely different back then, and unless you were an avid fan to watch SportsCenter or ESPN or one of those guys, you really didn't catch it because when it was on, I recall when that story was on the news about Charles Barkley throwing the guy through the window. And it went by quick. They didn't go into detail. They didn't name the guy or anything. It just went by real quick. In today's media, sports media, man, look at here. It would have been just like they're doing with Deshaun Watson. Drug the heck out. Drug the heck out. And we would not hear the end of it until some type of capital punishment would have been rendered to Barkley for throwing the gentleman through the window and even spitting on dude, man. Goodness gracious. I mean, you know what?
Great balls of fire.
Seriously, y'all. If I had a choice, you could hit me, slap me, punch me. Please don't spit on me. Please do not spit on me.
Yeah, I've been through that.
Oh, you have?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness!
I will come out the grave then and get you if I die. Don't get you before I die.
Hey Ted, you said something just now that Barkley's career didn't amount to nothing. $40 million
is
something, bro.
My turn.
What I'm saying is, Barkley, don't get me wrong. Barkley was a hell of a player. He was good, but Barkley could have been better. He didn't take he came out of shape a lot of times, man. Barkley didn't, like I say, man, he could have been better, okay? He could have got that big endorsement on that shoe if he hadn't been a knucklehead. You know what I mean? He could have solidified one championship. You know what I mean?
Because
he had teams where he had built. Look at that Houston team he went to, man. Okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They had Scottie Pippen. They had Akeem. They had Drexler. And Barkley added to that mix. Come on.
Yeah. I let me say this. I think Scottie Pippen, removed from Michael Jordan, had things on his mind. You know what I mean? He wasn't the same Scottie Pippen once he left Chicago.
Real quick, Scottie wasn't that, real quick, Kim, I'm sorry for cutting you off, but I told you that when Michael took that hiatus and left for them 2 years, when Scottie couldn't take him nowhere, okay? He didn't take him nowhere. If he talking right, about right. he's supposed to be Baker as good as Mike, he was supposed to be as good as Mike, but what did he do when Mike left for them 2 years?
Well, you know what? A friend of mine tells me all the time that Robin got tired of being Robin with Batman. and he did what he had to do to make his moves. And what did he end up doing? Going right back with Batman. What's up, Huckleberry? 5031, what it do?
Hey, what's happening, everybody?
What's happening, Huckleberry?
All right. I'm Huckleberry. Yeah. I'm up here burning down about waiting for the phone to come to me, man.
Yeah,
I'm listening to everybody.
Not burning.
Man, look. Yeah, my drawers on fire. I wanted to talk so bad.
Oh, my goodness. Not the drawers, man. Yeah. I knew you was going to give us something, but I didn't know it was going to be burning underwear. Damn.
I'm sorry. I feel like Charles. Look, let me tell y'all something. A whole lot of people didn't get championships during Michael's era, and they were good. They were great. And Charles Barkley is one of those. People don't remember. Let me finish. People don't remember that the year that they lost the title to Michael, the Phoenix Suns, Charles was the MVP of the league that year. The reason why Charles spit on the fan, just like you said, Ted, if somebody spit on you, the fan spit on Charles first, and Charles spit back on him.
That's what happened.
Charles was not a dirty guy or a bad guy. He just didn't take stuff off of anyone.
Come on.
He told you straight up, I'm not here to be a role model. I'm here to play basketball. Mm-hmm. And that's what he did. You know, if a fan grabbed Charles or did something to Charles, like Sis said earlier, he had no cut card.
Yeah.
And when he did something wrong, he owned up to it. He told you I was wrong. When he stayed in prison out in Phoenix, Arizona, he didn't complain. Mm-hmm. He said I was wrong. I got caught. Mm-hmm. I told what I did, and he went to jail.
Yeah.
That was it.
Did his time and came. Hold on now.
Let me finish, Kale.
Break down him throwing somebody through a window. You broke down his
I don't know anything about him throwing somebody through the window. That's why I didn't speak on that. Because I never heard that before. So I didn't speak on it. But I do know about the spitting incident.
What?
I do know about that.
You never heard what?
I never heard about him throwing anybody through a window.
No,
I didn't.
Wow.
This is the first time I ever heard.
Wow.
First time
wow.
I ever heard.
Go ahead.
You know,
go ahead.
But the thing is that we take a joke and we run it through like it was the gospel, like it was reality. It was just a joke. We're too brittle here. You know, I mean, it was just a joke. He didn't mean nothing by it. You can't dig nobody up like that. I mean, to me, and I'm not criticizing anyone. But if you sit back and you take that seriously as it really meant something, that means you lame enough to believe that you can go back and dig somebody up and ask them, hey, why didn't you do this? It was a joke.
Okay.
Take it as that.
Understood.
If you don't like the joke, then don't listen to it and don't repeat it.
Understood. But how many of us make jokes about our own deceased mom?
I have. Me and my brother. Me and my brother together.
Gotta,
now,
you got to say, Kel might be sensitive. You got to, you know.
It's who you make the joke in front of. You got to know who to make your jokes in front of. You know, Charles never cared about what people thought about him. He's a different person.
Yeah. And listen, a big part of Charles' longevity is the fact that he always come with that shock factor. And the fact that you're making a joke about your deceased mom, I don't know if that's just your character or if you're still looking for that shock factor. I don't know.
I think
either way, I do know. And listen, I understand 57. I hear what you're saying. It's just a joke. But what Barkley needs to remember and understand is your comments are going out to the world, the whole world, bro.
Yeah.
There are some people that will turn off TNT because Charles Barkley is a paid member of their cast because of that joke.
Charles was saying weird. They showed the clip the other night. Charles was saying weird stuff on ESPN ever since he's been on there. And all they've done is their ratings have only gotten better. He even won an Emmy. So I'm just saying maybe some jokes are for everybody. Some jokes aren't for everybody, you know. And that's why we all got opinions because we don't have to like it. Some of us can, some of us don't. And, hey, it doesn't bother me.
Well, I'm going to say this. As an individual that just lost his mom, and Ted, I believe I heard you say this. As an individual that just lost his mom, the last thing I want to hear is a joke about a deceased mother. I'm sorry. That's just where I'm at with. And
are
I don't think if my mother was alive, if my mother was alive, I still don't think. If my mom was alive,
I
still don't think so. Yeah.
Ain't
yeah,
nobody getting
I'm
on
just,
you for that. You cool. That's on you.
Yeah, yeah. And basically, like you're saying, every coin has two sides, a head and a tail. All right? That's what's up.
I don't play with nobody's mom when, you know, saying they transient. I mean, that's like, I don't know, man. Like, I can't do that. Me losing my parents, ones, my moms and stuff, you know, role model or not, you know, you don't joke about your mom or anything. And, far as him, you know, saying basketball-wise, yeah, he ain't getting no rings and stuff. And, you know, he ain't good with the fans. By him not being good with the fans, people is not going to gravitate to him like that. You know, it's so unfortunately, you know, he ain't get a championship. You know, there's other greats who ain't got a Karl Malone. You have Patrick Ewing who ain't get it. You have Reggie Miller who didn't get it. You know, but they role models.
Mm-hmm.
They, you know what I'm saying? They was role models and
how
people
they
gravitate
models?
Them.
Yeah,
how they
exactly.
Was role models because they, I mean, on the first
they dribble the basketball.
I never heard them talk.
Nah.
They always stood under the radar. Unless, you know, on the court, of course, you know what I'm saying, you get techno fouls, but I never heard no problems out of Reggie Miller, no controversy with Reggie Miller or Karl Malone or even Patrick Ewing. Except for, you know, one of the controversy, you ain't had no business getting your shot blocked by no Michael Jordan. But that's the only thing. I never heard nothing bad about them.
And you asked the question, how are they role models? Anytime you go to a playground and you hear the kids screaming, Reggie Miller, 5, 4, 3, counting, calling the shot clock, or you, I've heard people say, rebounding like Barkley. These guys were not champions. They were admired by the basketball world, both the adults and the children. That's why.
So therefore, they were role models.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
That's a role model?
Okay.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just asking questions.
Sean
so
Kemp. Y'all ain't hearing
even Sean Kemp. He was a beast.
I heard Lou, but
Sean Kemp, he was a role model, 007, the same guy that had 17 kids by 17 different women. He was a role model.
Sean
007 just said Sean Kemp. So that lets me know that the people I'm talking with, people I'm talking with are just talking. Because if you say Sean Kemp was a role model, you lost your mind.
So I'm associated now. Let's take another call, man. Let's take another call.
My bad, boss.
What's up, bro?
Guilty by
association. Well, I'm dead correct, but I heard the name on the court, but tomato tomatoes.
Right. Well, listen. Anacostia, Berry Farm, Shady Side, Suitland Elementary. I have never heard anyone say Sean Kemp, but I've heard him say every other name out there on that court. Come on, Tank. What's up, bro?
What's
up, big bro? Kale's calling the family. Miss
what's
T,
up,
much
Tang?
Love and respect. How y'all doing
what's
today?
Up,
what's up, 57? What's up, 007?
What's up, baby boy?
What up?
And the rest of the gang.
Hey, bro.
Hey, look. The first thing I'm going to say is I would not have done it. That's just me.
Yeah.
007, I'm like you, Kale, I just would not have done it. But since I've been watching Charles Barkley, and I know his character, and I know how he is, and that's what he do, especially to get a laugh, and like everybody say, some of his jokes, some people don't think it's funny. That's just who Charles Barkley is to me. He don't care. He just don't care. And when I've been knowing that about him since I was watching him in the 80s. Charles Barkley don't care.
Yeah.
He don't.
Anytime he say that man rolling over his grave and he probably somewhere walking around at a movie.
Yeah. And he say
this
that all
man
the time.
Don't care. And he say it all
anytime,
the time.
Anytime he talk about the size of the women in San Antonio.
Exactly.
And
then
go
he said, them some big women down there. Them big women.
San Francisco.
For a game.
Yeah. And San Antonio.
To San Francisco.
Oh, and when he went to the Bay, he talked to, I think that was them who he talked about. He said, they was dirty as I don't know what. He said, man, it's dirty out here.
And he was running, man.
He
don't care, y'all.
Yeah.
I promise you, he don't care.
But look, this is what y'all forget, too, Tang. When he did that to San Francisco. Remember when he did that to San Francisco when they was playing Golden State when they was playing Dallas? Remember when he came riding in on the horse and everything? And the fans out there, even though he said he didn't like it, the fans went crazy with it. Charles know what he's doing, man.
Because they know Charles, man. They know Charles, man. That's just Charles Barkley.
When he talking about that comment with the San Francisco, that was when the ceiling leaked in Dallas.
That's what it was?
The ceiling leaked.
Yeah. But he also talked stuff about the San Francisco, how dirty it was, and he wanted Dallas to win. He didn't want to go back to San Francisco.
Yeah.
He'd be wild, man. But I ain't going to lie. I'd be laughing.
One thing none of us can say, Charles Barkley doesn't hold back. If he thinks he's going to say it. And as long as he keeps it in a professional realm, no cursing, no swearing or anything like that. But I must say, some of the arguments that he and Shaquille O'Neal get into with the furniture moving and all that, man, that don't be so. It reminds me of two of my uncles talking trash to one another. You know, we all got it in our family, that set of cousins or uncles that don't get along, and they always talking about what they'll do to one another. So it reminds me of that, and I'll laugh, I'll get a good boost of humor off of it, but again, this was just something that I was like, bro, you went a little too far. Too far. All right, let's see if Cap back. Hey, Cap, you with us, Cap?
Yes, sir. I'm here. What's up, family?
Hey,
what's up,
y'all?
Yeah.
How's everyone? All right, good conversation, good feedback. Real quick, to let me talk about the thing through the window. Patron in a bar. The patron in the bar threw ice in Barkley's face.
Oh,
boom.
Yeah, so he earned that. You know, I'm from Philly, so.
I was trying to find it. Thank you so much. I was trying to find it.
You know, I'm a Philly guy, so, you know, any all the Philly athletes, you know, I was on all that stuff. But Barkley,
okay.
Barkley has a life, he has a life-size chip on his shoulder. And it started because he always was counted out. He was always overweight.
Yep.
Remember he got cut, Bobby Knight cut him from the 84 Olympic team?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, so ever since then. Yeah, ever since then.
Way to go, Cap.
Ever since then, he's been like, you know, the chip on the shoulder. I'm going to be who I want to be. I'm going to do it my way. I don't care if you don't like it. I mean, that was one of them low self-esteem things. But, you know, once he started to his game, he started to shred the fat, and his game picked up. Then he just became out of control with his mouth and his antics.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Cap.
Don't
remember.
And
Charles Barkley had a Nike ad that said, "I'm not your role model." They did a whole spread on it.
Yes, he did. Made money off it.
But
made money off
when
of
it. When it comes to that, to me, in my book, just my book, when an athlete comes out and say, "I'm not your role model," bruh, that you if you're not that child's role model, guess what? You just became that child's idol because that child feels like, yeah, I'm with Barkley. I am who I and what I say I am. I'm not what you title me to be. So that'll bring a whole nother following onto you when you
athletes
when
are
you
not out here to raise
it.
People's kids.
But Kel,
athletes are not out here to raise
hey,
people's
Kel,
kids.
You know what his point was saying that, right?
What's
his
that?
Point was it's not my responsibility. It's not my responsibility for your kids to follow me, blah, 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 blah.
That's right.
That's what he's trying to say. He just couldn't articulate it.
Right.
All I got to ask you is one question. Who inspired Barkley to be all he was? That's the question.
His mother and
who
his grandmother.
That's what he said all the time.
Yeah.
Mother and grandma.
But trust me, there was an athlete that he saw and he imaged his game after. There was.
Yeah, I was about to
he
say.
Never mentioned it.
Yeah, he never mentioned it. And I don't remember nobody being that size and that athletic. I just don't remember.
If any person in the world is trying to imitate you, your kid, whoever, you are a role model. So even if you don't want to be a role model, it's players out there. It's kids who's out there trying to imitate him. So that makes him a role model.
That's why I said his message really was is not his responsibility. That's all he was trying to say. He just couldn't get it across. But you're right.
And what Cap was saying, I think he was trying to say it with, though, because he knows him. He knows he's not that perfect person. He don't want to be here with, dang, you a role model, but why you do that?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know these kids looking at him. I think he just wanted to feel like, I'm just regular. I'm just a regular person.
Yeah,
I'm human.
Just because I'm a star don't mean nothing.
Yeah,
just because I'm a star don't mean nothing.
We all know it does. We all know it does.
Right, but he was.
We all know
it
does.
But he was trying
basketball,
to put it out there like
basketball and basketball players. It's admired in the hood. I'm talking about. I've seen little kids playing with crates. As a hoop, and still yelling out Barkley, Magic, Jordan, Bird. You know what I mean? I've seen little kids with nothing, with a crate nailed to a board on a telephone pole, still screaming these people's names. So I understand and I can appreciate what you don't want to be, what you feel you are, but at the same time, you have to go with public perception. And the public, where you play ball and get paid, the perception is, with a lot of little kids, I want to be like him. You can say I'm not a role model all you want to. You can say that all you want to. But you got little kids who want to be rich like you. You got little kids who feel like once I make it to where Barkley is, I'm set for life. They're not realizing, as adults, we realize it. But these kids watching him aren't realizing that you can be rich, you're going to have a whole nother set of problems. Problems is the only thing that's guaranteed in life. You're going to have problems. But these kids don't know that. Why? Because they're looking at the lifestyle and they're thinking, that's what I want. Whether you want to be a role model or not, dude, when you're on TV a certain amount and people see a glimpse of your life and they want that for themselves, that automatically makes you a role model. It's unfair, but that's what it is. Seriously. It automatically makes you a role model, whether you want to be one or not. Whether you want to be one
in
or
your
not,
opinion.
You're automatically. Well, hey, not just mine. Not just
I mean,
mine.
That's your opinion, right? That's not a fact. That's your opinion.
No, that's an actual fact though. Because if you
that's a fact. I get my facts and my opinions confused, so I talk to the experts, y'all, to find out where I'm wrong.
Well, Hey, 57, listen to this one and tell me if it's a fact or not.
Hey.
About clam chowder and oyster crackers and all this when the series was going. Am I the only one that remembers that?
That was a good fight.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, but I knew the Warriors would go there. It was a win-win for me though, because I knew the Warriors would go, but Klay Thompson come back. That's
okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Me and you need to meet. We need to meet so we can eat some of the same vegetables.
Yes, no.
Oh my goodness. No. Heck no. We're gonna let 57 eat the 57 vegetables and Ron gonna eat the 007 special. We can't take it. That'd be too much for the corner. Jesus, that'd be too much for the corner. But
hey, I
applaud Curry. Because how often do we see, for real, when someone goes at a media mogul, a teammate actually get behind them and be with them on their side with the comments? We don't really see that too often. Most people be like, that's your business. That's your business. His comments. And quick to say, no comment. So the fact that Curry stood up and had, you know, support for his teammate, it says a lot. It says a whole lot, you know. As you all know, I said congratulations to the Warriors, you know, but it was half-hearted. So at this time, I'm going to congratulate the Warriors and Curry on his MVP, you know. Good job, you know. It's going to be great to see if you guys got enough to repeat, to come back at it, you know. That's going to be something that's going to make the NBA fun next season. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it. And you guys have just gave me a little sway into your direction by the two of you standing up for each other. Well, Curry, being the star of the team, goes to bat for his ace coon boom. Man, good gracious. Everybody wants that type of support from their peoples.
Right.
You know what I mean? We're at work. We work on a job. The other day, the big boss came up to me. He said, "Mac, you know what, man? I got to tell you, man, I appreciate the way you just jumped in over here, did your thing. These people love you over here, man. Man, that vote of confidence, slam. I'm walking around that joint, checking doors, making sure they lock. It's that vote of confidence that brings out the best in you. So I don't know, because I don't have a crystal ball, if Klay will actually be there, because we all remember during that series, during that whole playoff run, there were times and moments that Klay didn't really look happy. He really didn't look happy, and who knows? Maybe this will be that extra oomph that Klay needs to push him in the direction of rejoining with his team, you know? But either which way, I was happy at that moment. They had a come-together moment, and I was glad to see
on that note,
I was glad
to see. Call the show on Sunday, though.
Sunday or Saturday?
Got you, Lou.
Sunday, okay, Louis come.
Who said Sunday?
Yeah, he said Sunday, but it's Saturday,
it
right?
Sunday.
Let me check it.
Okay.
007, ain't it Saturday?
It's Saturday, 5 to 7.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay,
yeah.
That's cool.
I forgot the next ones, but you go ahead with the rest of them. I forgot.
Yeah, I got it. I told him I got it. You good? Can we move on, y'all?
I can help.
This is Depth Talk in entering training camp. Monte Morris, DeLon Wright, Bradley Beal, Corey Kispert, Johnny Davis, Will Barton, Avia, Kyle Kuzma, Rui Hachimura, Gil, Isaiah Todd, Porzingis, Daniel Gafford, and Vernon Corey Jr. I'm kind of with this roster. You know?
There you go, bro. There you go, big bro.
As it is current. I'm kind of hyped with that roster, man. Seriously. I think if put together correct, these pieces, meaning, okay, you guys are my starters. You guys are who I'm going to bring off the bench. And give them time to gather that cohesiveness. Man, look out for them Wizards, man. Look out. Them boys should be a problem in the East. We already know they know how to win. We already know they know how to win. Now it's how do you sustain your success? How do you sustain it?
All four quarters.
And that,
have I been saying the same thing you and Tang been saying?
Did you just hear the
same thing? Right here.
I can't let y'all know. Wizards still going to be bottom feeders. I can't let you do that.
Exactly, man.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I can't do that.
Write that down, Treats.
I'm with you, Darius. I'm with Darius. They bottom feeders.
The Wizards are going Darius and 57.
57. There you go.
Says that the Wizards are going to be bottom feeders.
Okay.
We just can't blow 15-point leads. You can't blow 15-point leads. You have these big leads, these gigantic leads, and, you know, in the fourth quarter, you just let it all vanish. Like, it's those 15 games that we saw last year, they did that. Like, you want to make the playoffs, you got to win them games.
Hey, Tree.
Got to win them.
Add Debo to that list, too. Debo, the same dude. That told me Kyle Kuzma was nothing, and Kyle Kuzma was a bum. That same cat, add him to that list too.
Come on, Debo.
What did Wizards do to make you feel this way? Or what? Like, I don't understand.
Thank you, Darius.
It's the roster.
Tom, he's shaping it up.
What happened? We get that made us better.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out. Why do y'all feel like y'all even a playoff team? Y'all talking like y'all going to be a playoff team.
Hey, you know what? We are a playoff team.
Oh,
Pops, I can't let you do that. Y'all will not be a playoff team.
Okay, I can't wait. I got a question.
Hey, I guess we all got a team up.
When Debo and 57, it's going to be funny as hell come playoff time when Debo, Darius, and 57 have to eat that nice, lukewarm, humble pie. For real.
That's right. You're right. I'm hoping you're right, but you're wrong.
I got a question for Darius.
Go ahead.
I got a question for Darius. So if they win – And win it all. I'm talking about the Wizards.
If some way in this earth that Wizards pull that off, then I'm there. I'm a winner. You know I'm a winner.
No, you're not. So what you're telling me,
I'm a winner.
Get out of here, man.
Darius. Prove me wrong. That's the name of your shirt. Prove me wrong. Can you?
Nah, that ain't the name. The name of his shirt is Captain Get With. That's the name of his shirt. Because whoever wins, we gonna get with. That's the name of his shirt. Shoot. And listen,
what's the name of your shirt, Dave?
It will be my pleasure.
Nah, my it's all these things that's playing for me. I mean, y'all got it backwards. Y'all got it backwards. All these teams play for me to be a fan of them. It's the other way around for y'all. So I understand your logic. I'm sorry, y'all logic.
How much you paying?
Connect, but
how much you paying?
Nah, they gotta pay me to become a fan. None of them get my money.
Okay.
They gotta pay me to become a fan. Don't get me wrong. If they want to pay me right now,
I'm paying at least
$80
a month.
We can do that.
Yes, sir. I'm paying $80 a month to every franchise out there.
Yeah, I'd be a fan for life.
I can't.
You know.
So, hey, look, you talking about that bill? You wild 57.
Yeah, that bill. Yeah, exactly. I got a package deal. All the sports.
Oh boy!
You talk about hey, 57. Don't convert over 57. I hear you. Don't convert over. Don't let D-Marv do you like that, man.
Exactly.
Hey man, I got to, man. I got to. Because when it comes to the whistles, we ain't winning nothing, man. I gotta go with
D,
man.
Nah, y'all ain't winning nothing. No time. Okay. Someone come over here. Okay. Don't you do that?
July 14th.
Documented.
Chicago not winning no time soon either.
Uh-oh.
I don't know why y'all just got to be realistic with y'all teams. They not faithful to y'all.
So who the winners?
Who going to be the winners?
It's too early. It's too early to ask him that. He don't choose his
It's way too early.
It's
Golden State.
Because in the end, he going to be the winner anyway.
Oh, boy.
But you know what I'm saying? I'm with Golden State right now. They got me right now.
Captain.
They didn't pay for me.
That's a safe pick.
Get with it.
You got it backwards.
That's not for you. That's for 57. Who all of a sudden is singing a different thing?
My bad.
Who warming up being your pimp to Gladys Knight? That's
hey man, all I know is this: it's gonna be a hit record.
Oh, man.
Neither one of us wants to be the first to say.
Okay, I'm trying to be your role model. I just want to ask y'all this to slightly go off the subject, but stay on it a little bit. Did anybody catch the summer league where Richard Jefferson was the referee?
Yeah, I saw that.
Y'all saw that? Do y'all want more NBA players to come out to be refs?
I think they should have more players come out and be referees. I really do. What better person to judge a game by than people who've actually been on that court? I guarantee you it'll cut down on some of the flopping and the fakeness that we're seeing. I guarantee you it'll cut down on some of that because Richard Jefferson knows what he's looking at. You know what I mean? Now, if it's something that happens that he doesn't see, then of course he can't make that call. But it's been times during the playoffs and the regular season where we all look at an infraction transpire and we're like, what? They actually called a foul on that?
Yep.
I think the D's got, but, and then two, three, we got to remember, y'all, the mob controls this, man. The mob controls this. If Chicago playing Denver and they call for Denver to get 16 fouls before the night is over with, Denver going to get 16 fouls before the night is over with. So you know, we just have to realize that. But at the same time, I think it's a good position for some of these ex-players to become referees. Yes, I can see that it's something good.
Mm-hmm. Me too. I love it.
I like it. Yeah, I like that.
It looks like to me that the NBA players have the ones that have caught on first, and they're beginning to run their own league. If you notice, mm-hmm. and I'm just, you know, maybe I'm crazy, but if you notice, Stephon Curry, an active player, is hosting the ESPY Awards this weekend. You know,
yeah.
It seems to me that the NBA players are taking more control, and eventually will be, I think, will have more say-so in the league on how things go. And maybe other leagues will catch on. But I'm just looking at how they orchestrating things, man. You know, just things that like that they're in more control.
I can see why you would say that. But at the end of the day, it's the money that makes the final decision. And until these players are billionaires, like the people that are paying them. Now, I will give you this, as far as some of the freedoms that are in the NBA, that it's nowhere else. Not in baseball, not in basketball, hockey, nothing. The NBA does have a leg up with the freedoms allowed. But I think as long as you have billionaires involved, they'll shut it down when they feel like it's a little too much going on.
Too much.
They'll close it out. They don't care about a player like Kevin Durant right now. Dude, you signed a 4-year contract and you trying to get out early?
Right.
They don't care about that. Them billionaires, they ain't tripping off that at all. You don't want to be on my team going about the business. But we're going to get something for you. We're going to definitely get something for you. And we're going to make it so ridiculous, ain't nobody else going to want to touch you. So what you going to do then? You know what I mean? As long as this billionaires, owners do, you know, I applaud the NBA players for having a leg up as far as their careers go, handling their careers, because they are leaps and bounds above of these other sports franchises and these other sports entities. But at the same time, you know, it's the billionaires that call the shots, dude. It's the billionaires that call the shots. So, you know, more power to them. I want to see them, you know, eventually get to a point where they have, you know, total control. I would like to see that with all sports, you know. I would like to see that with all sports. But as long as you got somebody signing your paycheck, 9 times out of 10, that individual is going to be in control. That's just the way I look at it, you know. So, okay, why everybody so quiet all of a sudden, man?
No, you know? I agree with everybody. Like, I like the NBA players, you know, be referees, you know. I agree with it 100%. I had no problem with it. Y'all said everything I wanted to say with it, but I don't know what to say out of that.
Oh, okay. That's what it was. So who would y'all like to see next? What retired player would you like to see next out there?
I say Gilbert.
Gilbert Arena?
Gilbert who?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
He really called the games.
But he's too much of a sideshow. And Gil the player would interfere with Gil the referee. If you don't understand,
that's
what
I would like. I would like that.
Nah,
hey, Murray, bring Gilbert Arenas. Come on,
I would
man.
Like that.
No.
He'd put on a show out there as a ref.
Nah.
When he flop, he'd be looking at him like, come on, man.
No. I agree with you on that. He would. And step right over him like they ain't even there.
Yeah, he would. But But for that player, you know, I don't think he wanted to start that type of relationship or communication with them, because I think it would hurt him, because like we were just saying, NBA players have a lot of pull, man, and they can vote him off of different games. Where I mean, look, Chris Paul, I forgot the name of the referee, but Chris Paul had this referee voted off of his games because of the type of games that were being called by this referee, and Chris Paul was getting so many fouls because of this referee. So, you know, I don't know. I don't know. I think you'll have a lot of players, and then they'll stand on. This man was taking poops in players' tennis shoes when he was in the league. No. Nah, man.
Anthony Connor says he looked goofy, but wait a minute. He said he looked goofy, but he played a good game. I mean, he called a good game, but he don't think NBA players should be referees. I mean, yeah, but they can show favorites. He said they can show favorites on their favorite team or their favorite player. He said that's just my opinion, but that's just how I see it. I don't think they should be referees.
Yeah, I can get with that. That's a point I didn't even think of because
nope.
We're talking about people who aren't that removed, and because we don't see them socializing and hanging out together on TV, think for 1 minute that away from TV they don't have a communication or a socialization with one another. You know,
exactly.
We can't overlook that. We cannot overlook that. These guys are in a fraternity for life, So it's nothing for a retired player to show up with an active player. Nothing at all. So, yeah, I'm with you on that. You know, I didn't even think about that aspect of it, you know.
It's so much pressure being the referee, though. It's so much pressure being the referee.
Debo just said, shoot, the refs now got favorites. So, yeah, they do. I forgot that referee's name, but that Bama used to stare players down, and I remember he put Rasheed Wallace out of the game. And when Grant Hill went to him, who you say, Trace?
No, I said for staring at him. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. And Grant Hill went to him and was like, what'd he do? And he was like, he's staring at me. He said, what? He said, he's staring at me. He tried to intimidate me. I said, wow. Yeah. I never, ever, ever heard anything like that. Talk about a game for staring at a referee? Wow. Okay.
He's going to hurt me. Second or five.
Yeah. So, you know, hey. I don't know what to say to that.
I would call that on him, too.
You would call it check on him, too?
What are you staring at me for? What the hell are you staring at me for? I called him. Now you got me scared you're going to do something to me. Tech. That's right.
Hey,
if I wasn't going to do nothing before, after that check, now you need to watch out for me.
Stare me again.
I'm going to get
you
going to
get ejected.
Hey, you were ejected.
Thing do, though. What can a stare do, though? Like, come on.
Exactly.
Hey.
It is intimidating, though, to stare somebody down like that, because that's what I do to these grandbabies. They know, and if I start looking at them a certain kind of way, I'm going to need the seed to
cut.
I mean, everybody's going to get their position and go their way. When I saw a turn,
they ain't got no $1 million contract, sis. They can't run.
Let me ask you one question. You said grandchildren. You said grandchildren. How old are they?
Nine and four.
Okay. We talking about two damn grown men.
You're right.
Still paying, house running, grown men.
Yeah.
Get out of here. Stare.
You heard what I said, Kale. Stare at me and I'm gonna throw you out the game.
And I'm gonna tell you get your panties out your you know what. That's
and
what
then
you are
gonna be suspended for six games.
Why?
Everybody online said Rasheed Wallace was known to stare down all the refs.
Exactly.
He did though.
Yep.
He's a coach with the Lakers now, right?
He's supposed to be getting your man Anthony Davis up the park. I'm not gonna poo-poo it until we see him do it. You know what I mean? Or not. You know, I'm gonna reserve my comments on that. You know, and to be honest, the Lakers aren't my team. They are not my team. But I like to see Rasheed resurrect his name and do good with Anthony Davis. I like Rasheed Wallace as a player. He was a monster to me.
Yeah.
Rebounding, defense, 3-point shot. You know, 3-point shot. Everything. He gave you everything you wanted to have in a big man.
Everything.
And then some. So, you know, I would like to see him resurrect his career. But let's just hope that referee don't be there because he's going to be scared.
I'm going over to the table.
And say, listen, I don't feel comfortable. This dude keeps staring at me.
I don't feel comfortable.
I think somebody needs to get him out the game.
I'm just joking around.
All the crazy stuff that the referees do out there on the court when they miss calls when we know that you're the soft.
Yeah.
They ain't stop cheating. Brian Dennehy just, like he said, all they've done is taking it to another level.
Donahue.
I keep calling him Dennehy.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
All right, y'all. We're going to take a quick one. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. And you know what? I'm going to tell y'all why it's going on. Great damn show.
Yeah.
So why?
Yes, I weigh out of our constriction. Gonna be freaking up and down the hang up alleyway with a groove I only got.
We shall all be moved.
Oh, my God. We're going to a little football, y'all. We're going to go ahead and do a little football. A New York Giants team, offensive coach. They just said an offensive coach, no name, no anything. Had some choice words regarding Saquon Barkley. And those words were, let me get my notes so I can read that precisely, okay?
We'll come back.
Saquon Barkley. Saquon Barkley has no idea how to be a NFL actual running back. Now, Saquon Barkley, over his career since drafted, has had 162 carries. Wow. On 593 yards for that 162 carries, 36 touchdowns, and this guy is saying that shouldn't be for a number one draft pick running back. They asked him, what numbers do he think Saquon Barkley should have? And this guy said with 162 carries, he should at least be over 2,000 yards. He should at least have over 50 touchdowns. He was the number one draft pick, bro. He was the number one draft pick. And he's had enough help. He's had enough help for those 593 yards. See, you got to understand, Saquon Barkley. Exactly. Yeah, he did. But, and a lot
is
of
he talking
too,
about his career, for his career?
His career. Those are the numbers for his career. But Saquon has been injured. He's been injured like a mug, yo. And he's been Samuel Jackson, glass man or whatever he called himself. He just hasn't been able to stay on the field. He's been hurt. As a Washington fan, when we're playing the Giants, I'm surprised if Saquon gets 15, 16 yards for one carry. It surprises me because I'm expecting Saquon to be stopped in the backfield or tripped up as he approaches the line of scrimmage. I just think that when he catches a pass out of the backfield, it's like, okay, when is he going to leave the game? Because he'll be hurt off of one of these tackles soon. And I'm sure Giants fans feel the same way about him. You know, dude, you can't stay on the field. You cannot stay on the field. Now, I'll say this. As a coach that's being paid by the New York Giants, that's really not cool to come out with those. Now, he did it in cloak and in hiding, but even still, this is now you're going to have the media trying to find out which coach said it. You know what I mean? Who was it that said it? You know? Debo said he blamed his injury. Debo said he blames his injuries. It's his run style. He runs hard. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Yeah. And that's why when I see him running, I'm like, okay, dude ain't going to be here for a quarter. Dude ain't going to be here for a quarter. You know? And don't let the team that they're playing have a full show head hunting linebacker. Because you can pretty much count him out in the first quarter, you know. So, you know, am I the only one that is seeing or understanding what this coach is saying?
Nah,
I understand what he's saying.
That coach, huh? He's delusional.
The coach speaking too soon because you got two coaches that's before him that got fired. So he's new there. His job is to mold that team to be great. He shouldn't be talking at all. I don't even know who the coach is.
Exactly. I was about to say, don't put it on the head.
They're not
saying
who
it
is.
Yeah,
I don't even know who
he
is. So your main objective, look, you're trying to, you know, dethrone them Cowboys from the NFC, division. We don't know you. I mean, we know Daniel Jones. And, that's the only person I know. Saquon Barkley, who y'all talking about right now, he ain't doing well. But your job is to mold that team to be great. We don't know you.
Right.
In the same way, we don't even know the Commanders. We don't even know the Commanders. Hey, I don't know them people.
Do we know if it, do we don't know who the coach was that said it? If it was a
exactly.
new hire or an old hire, right?
Right.
They just said
so.
The article just said offensive coach. We
don't know
offensive coach. What? Yes.
So we don't know who could have said it. It didn't have to be somebody
right.
just coming in. Now, I'm going to say this. Saquon Barkley been in the league now for, what, 3 years? 4 years?
Five.
He's been hurt every year.
I was going to say five.
Okay.
Yeah.
Five?
Yeah.
He's been hurt every
yeah.
year. Okay, somebody going to tell me I'm crazy. But when you get that in the NFL, it's different running the football in college as it is running the football in the NFL. You got to learn how to run the football in the NFL. You got to learn how to prepare
mm-hmm.
your body for those hits. Sometimes, most of the time, when a player gets hit that puts him out of a game, a running back, it's a blindside shot that he didn't see most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
You got to learn
mm-hmm.
how to run the ball, and Saquon Barkley hasn't learned that yet.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I agree 100% with you. You know, and that's what that's the point that this offense. Go ahead,
the line, do they open up for the runs? I mean, like, who's their other running back other than Saquon Barkley? Who's their second hand?
Who's
running
the man?
You know?
Who is anybody
he,
on
he,
their team?
Exactly. Besides Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
Saquon Barkley is the man there, dude. He's the man.
Yeah,
and see, right now, this is the problem. This is the problem. Right now, we have some people trying to make an excuse for what we're seeing, for the lack of production. Now, we all say, yes, the man runs hard. Yes, the man is injured. From 57, and this is dirt coming out my mouth, 57, he made the best point. The man has to learn how to run that ball in the NFL. In college, you have to understand, you might, on that other team, there might be two or three players that are of NFL caliber that you're playing against. Once you sign that contract, you're drafted, everybody you're playing against is NFL caliber. Everyone. So you're not going to break those runs like you were in college. You're not going to outspeed those guys on in that NFL roster. And listen, I say it all the time. Filoni Nada, who played for the Ravens, he was the biggest, fastest dude I have at D-tackle. You running a 4 and some change at D-tackle? Come
right.
on, man. That's crazy. That's crazy. But as RG3 about Filoni Nada, ask him how fast for real Filoni Nada runs. When he had the chance to go down and the play be over, he decides he wants to run and get a little bit more. And Filoni Nada came down there and say, flex, time to have, you know what I mean? So, yeah, it was over. It was done.
That's what 57 is saying, learning how to run. That's what he talking
mm-hmm.
about right there. Not just
yeah.
out there running wide open. Because sometimes
yeah.
I see a lot of running backs. When they see them people coming from that blind side, they start falling down. I see
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
They hey, so they man. I see what 57 talking about. He need to learn how to run, though.
57,
yeah.
I thought all you knew was baseball, boy.
It's really about avoiding that big hit. That's the key. Avoiding a big
right,
hit.
Right. I want him. Clinton Portis' career was over. When Clinton Portis broke a run, and there was nobody near him, and he was about to cross like the 15-yard line, he looked back and saw a dude running him down. Man, he went down. He went down, and when they
yeah.
asked him, he said, well, I've been having a problem with my knee, so I didn't want to take that hit from behind and hurt myself for the rest of the season. But, friend, you wearing dresses and all that crap to prep, man. But I ain't going to get on that.
You need to watch Emmitt Smith highlights. If you watch Emmitt Smith highlights, you will learn. You will see how Emmitt Smith got hit a lot, but he knew how to give up his body when it came to take that hit. He didn't go head on, you know. Yeah, you got to learn how to run that ball, man.
Yeah. Some of them you can blow up like that, but all of them you can't blow them up like that. You right?
You can't.
And it'd be
Eric Dickinson was another one. He avoided them joints.
And, but these guys got to know, I'm not Eddie George. I'm not
the bus.
With Pittsburgh, you know.
Marion Barber.
Marion Barber. If you talk to the bus today, he tells you it takes him almost an hour to get out of bed every morning. Every morning because of the hits that he took.
Yep.
So,
I just watched the football life on Earl Campbell.
It ain't going to help that he overweight.
Yep.
Earl Campbell can barely walk now.
Yeah, horrible.
So,
that's
Saquon, I understand you want to save your body, young man, but you need to get with some of these older guys. And when I say older, these guys that have retired, they can help you out. They can tell you what to and how to and everything, man. And you'll resurrect your name and your career. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to take a quick one. When we come back, we got Cap. You know what I mean? Talking to his team. Baltimore Ravens, right, Cap?
Yes, sir.
All right.
I guess I'm going to have to shut up. Mute me, Kev. Mute me as soon as you start talking.
Oh, wow.
Boy. We'll be right back, y'all. We'll be right back. All right. Cap, the floor is yours, sir. The mic is yours.
In the news, the Baltimore Ravens, former defensive back Bernard Pollard attacks current quarterback Lamar Jackson. How this all started, I'm going to give y'all a little history. Bernard Pollard was a hitting machine. Y'all remember the little Ronnie Lotts and the Scott Cases and, you know, those safeties that just fly up and hit you real crazy? He's in that family. He ended Tom Brady's season 1 year. He was known for that. He bounced around, played with the Titans, played with the Ravens, and played with another team. I can't recall. But what happened was
– I know you're talking about Tom Brady in the first game of the season. I know you're talking about.
Yes, sir. They used to call him Bernie Boom. So what happened was, after we won the Super Bowl, they released him. And he's been salty ever since. Him and Harbaugh, the head coach, been going – well, you know, Harbaugh ain't doing Twitter and all that stuff. So he's been taking pop shots at the Ravens every time they fail to get back to the dance. So now it came about the top 10 quarterbacks. He jumped on there, Lamar Jackson, he's top 10 athletically, but he ain't no top 10 quarterback. Ravens playing the Titans in the playoffs. He, like, go Titans on Twitter, all this old goofy stuff. So, you know, Ed Reed jump on there, fans jump on there, Terrell Suggs jump on there, blah, 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 blah. So then it led to the Lamar Jackson thing where he was just simply saying, I don't have him in my top 10. And Lamar said, bro, who are you? I had to Google to find out who you were. And he took umbrage to that. Yeah, Lamar shot him down. He's like, he took umbrage to that. And then, you know, Lamar went seeking and said, oh, yeah, you did win the Super Bowl thanks to Ed Reed and Ray Lewis. And then he really got hot. So just a little nonsense. But, you know, being a young brother in the National Football League and being a quarterback, and our style is not conventional, you always going to have the naysayers. The man won a Heisman in college. He won an MVP in the NFL with quarterbacks like Wilson, Brady, Rodgers, Breeze, Mahomes. They all played 16 games that year. He won MVP. So I don't understand where all this hate coming from. He had a down year last year. He missed like the last 7 games with an ankle injury. And it's still like, you know, it's just a target on his back. But I guarantee you this year, it's gonna be something special. So y'all better grab y'all popcorn. That's all I got.
No, that's right.
Okay. That Ravens team. We're speaking of quarterbacks and offensive line. Do you think that the Ravens have done everything they need to help keep Lamar? Because we, like you just said, Lamar is a running type quarterback, and it was something that Paula said that kind of resonated with me when he was saying big name wide receivers, they don't want to come to Baltimore because Lamar can't really get them the ball. You know, what do you say about that?
That's a bold-faced lie, and that's a lot of hate. Like I just said, he won the MVP with all those highly celebrated quarterbacks, played all 16 games that year. He won the MVP over them. So if
couldn't that have been with his legs, though?
No, he led the league in touchdown throws, brother.
Okay.
That's all hate.
Hey, the name of the game is moving the chains. That's the name of the game. He moves those chains.
Right.
He moves, right. and we got a center. That's the young boy from Iowa. Y'all watch him. He's special. If y'all remember, maybe one of Lamar's worst games was the center couldn't even hike the ball, bro.
Yeah.
He couldn't even hike to get the ball to him. The Buffalo playoff game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember that. Can I ask a question?
Has Lamar got paid yet?
No, not yet.
Ain't he the last person to get paid? Like out of all that whole class?
Makes no sense.
Why do you think that? Why you think that?
One is the color of his skin. They just don't have the faith in him. Another one is. You know, I'm going even deeper than what the media would admit to. He hangs out with the boy Kodak Black. I don't know if y'all know Kodak Black.
Okay, I know it is.
Scary looking, criminal looking rapper.
Yeah.
Just got out of jail. That's his main boy from the crib.
He ain't even in nothing, though.
Kodak just got out of jail.
I was talking about Lamar Jackson.
The look of Lamar Jackson ain't too far off.
Keeping it real. Keeping it real, man. Image is everything with these folks.
They're gonna give them
23 this year. Franchise, yeah. If they don't get a deal done by the season, they're gonna give them the 23 this year. They're gonna franchise him this year and probably franchise him. I don't know. I know if they don't sign him, he won't last long out there. I know that.
No, indeed. He'll last probably a week.
Yep.
And that's only because they want to get the paper, the ink right, all the words, cross your I's and dot the T's. That's right, exactly.
And you got Mama representing them, so that holds it up too a little bit.
Oh yeah.
I hate to bring this up. I have to bring this up. I'm glad you brought that up. How big a part is that playing in his deal not being done yet? Do you think?
I would say maybe 30%. See, this is what mom banking on. And just like the NBA players, when they stop hiring those agents, Iverson did his own deal. KG did his own deal. Ray Allen did. They like, we don't need to pay the middleman. Our talent speaks for itself. So that's what mom Dukes and them going off of. But they say them NFL contracts are very, very, very tedious. And you really got to comb over. Like, you should have a lawyer. You should have a lawyer to go over those contracts.
That's what they say. And they said she had a consultant, a lawyer as a consultant, but I don't know if he's at every meeting. I don't know if she, like, when they give her the contract, she take it to him and make sure he look at it and, you know, pay him. I don't know. I don't know.
You know, to be honest, I'm thinking the Ravens really on some his style of play. You know, we give him all this money. He escaped the pocket and get hit. We burnt. That's what I'm really thinking.
Right. Okay. That's why I asked you, how have they developed that offensive line? Now, you say that they have a new center there that should make a difference. And you know about that. But
then you got the running back. You got the running backs by committee. They all coming back. They've got three of our starting running backs, first, second, and third string, all got hurt last year.
Yeah.
Unheard of.
What about that left tackle, man?
Ronnie Stanley back. Yep, remember he went out. He was hurt, missed like 13 games, so he's back as well.
Okay. Well, now my last question. Besides Downtown Brown, who else are you guys going to rely on as a receiver there?
Hey, his name is Bateman. Write it down. Everybody get a pad and pen. Rashad Bateman, baby.
Okay.
Not Batman, Bateman.
Okay. Why are you so high on Bateman? I mean, what has he done that got your imagination bubbling?
Well, once he played like the last seven games, I think, last year, and he showed some promise because he tore his groin early on last year, so he really couldn't get on the field till the very end of the season. But he showed some flashes. So he's going to be the go-to. You know everybody's going to double up on Mark Andrews. So Bateman going to have some freedom.
Now, they say
we got the ninth worst receiving core in the NFL, but that's why we run that ball.
My last question to you. Out of 17 games, what do you think the Ravens' record will be come the end of it all? The start of playoffs, what do you think their record is going to be?
All right. To answer that effectively, I have to look at the schedule and go down it. Give me 1 second.
Yeah. Because I, and you know what? Tang and 57. I forgot to ask y'all what y'all thought y'all schedule is going to be, but you best believe we coming right back to it.
All right, we had the Jets. Okay, so you put a W there. We host the Dolphins with all that new electricity they got going on, but Tua ain't ready for our defense. I got us winning both of those. We go to New England, that might be a slip up. So I'll go 2-1 there. We got Buffalo. That'll be heated. That'll come down to it's home, though. So, you know, we got the best kicker in America. So we might win that by a field goal.
Oh, my goodness. Go ahead.
Yeah, 3-1. We 3-1 right now. Then we got Cincinnati. Cincinnati flew high all last year. Sunday night game now. Sunday night game at the crib. Super Bowl losers. We made adjustments, but I'm going to say Cincinnati may pull that one out.
I can't believe that.
Cincinnati will pull that one out, right?
Okay.
We got the Giants. The Giants is a W.
Okay.
That's 4-2. Cleveland is a W. They messed up. They 5-2. Brady ain't going to – Brady, we got Brady. We usually do well against Brady. Father Tom's going to kick in this year for Brady. I got her sacking Brady about 4 or 5 times. And prevailing. Then we got Jameis Winston and the boys. Right before bye week.
Mm-hmm.
I like the Ravens there. I say we 7-3 heading into the bye week.
Okay.
Coming out the bye week, we got the Panthers, Jaguars.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna say we split there. We may have we may get goofy on one of them games. That's just how it be. That's Raven football, 8-4.
Okay.
We got the Broncos and the Steelers.
That's when you're gonna get split in two.
We're gonna split that. I hear you.
I knew it was coming.
Yeah. Okay. We'll knock down Russell Wilson and we'll lose to what's that boy name in Pittsburgh? Whatever his name is, him. They don't even know who we'll start over there, but yeah. So I'll take that 10.
You'll remember after the game.
So we 10-5. We got the Browns again. They'll probably win that because it's home. So we 10-6. Mm-hmm. We're going to kill the Falcons, 11-6. We got the Steelers. It won't mean nothing for them. It'll mean something for us. So we'll win that because they beat us already. It's 12. Yeah, and then Cincinnati again. I got us about 12 to 13 wins.
Okay.
So 13-6.
Yeah. That's too much.
No, 13-6 is too much.
13.
Yeah, 12-5 or 13-4.
They can't play 19. They ain't playing 19 games.
Yeah, 17.
My bad.
Yeah, you good. Between 12-5 and 13-4. Before Lamar got hurt, we were 8-3 last year. I want to put that out there. With all those injuries, we were 8-3 before Lamar got hurt.
Right.
With all backups in there.
That's what's up. Real quick, Tank. We don't have time for you to
I just looked at my schedule real fast. I got us going 12-5.
Okay.
When we're NFC East again.
Come on, Pop.
Back
come
to
on,
back.
Pop.
NFC East division.
Come on.
Detroit. Back to back. NFC East division champ.
Come on. Hey Darius, we not even gonna do that. We ain't gonna do that with him.
There you go, D. Mar. There you go, D. Mar.
The division right now is either Cowboys or the Eagles. It's nobody else going to do anything with that division. It's either Cowboys or Eagles. And it's really Cowboys to lose it. You feel me? If you want to break down that division, honestly.
I'm sorry.
The Commanders is just pure. You know, I don't want to say it. They just pure. You know what I'm going to say. If you got season tickets, give them back. Get your money back. Don't send no money.
Listen, I keep telling you, man, the victories
too,
are that much better. The victories are that much better when you was dead through it all, bro. When you was dead
what
through
victories?
It all.
That's what I be trying to get to y'all. What victories?
I mean,
when did you win it?
They come. We not having this conversation.
When do they come? When do they come? When?
Hey, big bro, you got to understand. In D-Mob lifetime, he ain't seen it, so that's why he ain't. That's why he say that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He ain't seen it.
Hey, look.
Hey, Pops.
Uh huh.
He ain't seen it since he been an adult.
So who the commander is?
Wow.
He made it a young adult.
He's seen it since kindergarten. He's seen it since kindergarten.
Yeah, 91. Exactly. That's why I said that.
Growing up when I did, we didn't just get with the team that won the trophy. Come on, 57. Give us your
Hey, look. 9-8. That's going to be our record this year. 9-8. I'm not going to sit here and blow my team up like some other people in our division just did. You know, I'm going to keep it real, you know, calling no names, Cap. I'm going to keep it real.
I'm optimistic, sir.
No, I think, actually, I really do think it's going to be between Cincinnati and the Ravens this year to win our division. That's as real as I can get. And that's the truth.
Yeah, because y'all rebuilding right now.
Yeah, we rebuilding.
Yeah. Yeah, I give you that.
Yeah, I give
you that. And replacing your quarterback is a lot harder than a lot of people give it the credit that it deserves. Replacing your quarterback, trying to find somebody else to step up in there, hey man, that's a job. That is a job. So, you know, I don't envy y'all with that thing about it. Hell, we've been looking for a quarterback since Doug Williams. You know what I mean? So,
What do you think the score going to be, Kale? What y'all
it's the difference between y'all and the Pittsburgh. Y'all been looking for a head coach. Y'all been looking for a GM. Y'all been looking for so much. Y'all been looking for God.
I would like to say what y'all been looking for, but you wear a jersey with all 32 colors on them, bro. So, I mean, your comments mean nothing to me. You have no team. You rep everybody. Captain, get wet. You know what I mean?
I like your comments, D.
You know I got a man to make shirts. I feel a captain get wet coming. Trey, you'll get my record when I do my team. I haven't done Washington yet. I'm letting everybody else go first.
Gotcha.
After I do Washington, I'll tell you what our numbers are going to be.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? That's how about.
See if you match what we've already picked. Yeah, see if you match what we've already picked.
No. I'm not worried about you. 57.
Four and 13.
57. Ted told me, tell 57, get his facts right. He sent me a YouTube of the Charles Barkley spitting incident. So,
tell Ted that I say it with your chest. Don't be sending no damn checks. Say it with your chest.
Oh, boy. And with that note, we're going to allow him to. Come on, bro. Say it with your chest.
For one, it wasn't for Kale to put out. It was just to Kale. But I ain't scared to say nothing to nobody. I just didn't want no controversy.
I know you ain't.
Hold on.
I just want you to come on out and so we can hear how wrong you are.
Check your facts, man. That's all I'm saying.
I only speak facts. I always coming back behind you when you say something because you never come with the whole truth.
That's the thing. You be so adamant to get at me, you don't even know what's really right, bro, because you be worried about me saying something wrong.
I always come back when the facts are not the facts. And what I did was I gave you the facts.
I love y'all.
All right.
Love you too. Love you, Ted.
Yeah, let's put the love in the air. We're going to say one more prayer out to Betty Anderson for her she get a quick recovery from the tornado that hit her area. We're going to say a quick prayer real quick, just 2 seconds. And that's it. We love and we just love you and we want to support you, Betty Anderson, my mom, y'all. Well, Kale and Ms. T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner. Kale, we also would like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. Kale, we are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. You guys can follow us on Facebook and Instagram. You guys can log into blogtalkradio.com/UKL McLean. Listen, guys, love everybody. Just love on everybody while they're here, and I love you guys. And this is our Friday, and but it's Thursday, but it's our Friday, and I love you guys. I love all of you guys. Have a great rest of your day and evening. Kale.
Hey, plain and simple. Y'all know me. If you love them, truly love them, they should already know. They should already know. So make sure it's a fact that they know. We'll see you guys on Tuesday. Thank you, guys. Thank you, everyone. Ted, Cap, 57, 007, Darius, you know, all of you guys that made this show what it has been today is a lot of fun. I'm going to tell y'all, this is one of them days where I wish we were 3 hours with it because you guys really, really made this 2 hours rock by. We appreciate you. Looking forward to Tuesday. Until then.
Hit it.
Hey. Oh. Oh. How you feel, brother?
Feeling good.
You feel good?
Yeah.
Ain't so much bone, brother. How you feel, man?
I feel all right.
I call your name. I don't want no people to know you're in here. How you feel, fella? Hey, yeah. You're getting down. Look at him. Ha. We're going to have.
here. Look at that. Is you over there? Yeah, we better sing one verse, but all right. Ah, what we gotta do? Much, brother, don't moan so much.